Well, Bailey Hyde of the Oklahoma FFA Association is our winner in the area of home and or community development, entrepreneurship, and placement proficiency area. Bailey, how did it feel to be up on that stage and get that plaque?
It felt amazing. This is something that has been pretty much my goal since I started FFA. I wanted to do something big, and since I worked in my community, this was a huge opportunity for me, and being a winner at Nationals is a huge accomplishment.
Tell us some of the specific things about your project.
My project is a range of different activities. I started an after-school mentoring program, led a summer reading program at the local public library, volunteered at local retirement centers and nursing homes, and provided services for local elderly citizens. I also raised funds for the Muscular Dystrophy Association and local volunteer fire department. I also discovered that the hometown of E.M. Tiffany, author of the FFA Creed, had forgotten his existence. So I was able to interview Jackson Tiffany, the only son of E.M. Tiffany.
Now, here in the newsroom, we've actually kind of been following your FFA chapter story, and so it's pretty cool to be able to talk to you. Let's talk about that specific project, the E.M. Tiffany, as here at the 88th National FFA Convention Expo, we're celebrating 85 years of the FFA Creed.
When we found out about that the town of Linden, Kansas, did not know about E.M. Tiffany, my ag teacher, Mr. Bradshaw, attended an ag teacher's conference in Manhattan, Kansas. The conference started early, so he decided to go to Linden, Kansas, hometown of E.M. Tiffany. When he pulled into town, there wasn't a sign that said home of E.M. Tiffany. That's when he decided to go to the Osage County Historical Society. Once again, he was disappointed there wasn't a display about E.M. Tiffany there. The lady working didn't know anything about E.M. Tiffany. So while looking through files, they found E.M. Tiffany's obituary, high school yearbook, and class announcement. They discovered that he had a son, and while looking for numbers of Jackson Tiffany's in Madison, Wisconsin, imagine our surprise when the 88-year-old son of E.M. Tiffany was still alive. We were wondering if he would be able to do an interview with us. He said he would love to do his first on-camera interview ever about his father. He told us this on a Thursday, and we went on a Saturday, and the interview would be on a Saturday. Also, an interesting fact is what Jackson Tiffany did for a living. He was a documentary maker, and he had never been interviewed.
That's really an incredible story about E.M. Tiffany's life that you're able to capture, and folks can watch that, of course, on all the FFA outlets. Now, let's back up to talk about some of the other specifics about your project. Where did you get the motivation and inspiration to want to volunteer so much in your community?
At such a young age, my mom and dad were the city clerk and city manager of the town of Burlington, a town of 152 people. At such a young age, I didn't know that I was even helping the community. I just know I was helping my parents. And then when I got into FFA, they asked if I wanted to do a proficiency. I'm like, yeah, what can I do it in? They're like, Bailey, you've been doing community service your whole entire life. And I'm like, going to the nursing home? And they're like, yeah. And so I just kept building on more to my projects. One of my favorite projects happens to be the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My best friend was diagnosed when he was 7 years old that he had Duchenne muscular dystrophy. At such a young age, I was about 3, and we had gotten back from a family vacation to Colorado. And I didn't really know what was happening to my best friend. And once I found out about when I was about 12, 13, that's when I discovered what was really happening. That's when he was put into a wheelchair. And I was like, Mom, I have to do something about this. We did a Fill the Boot campaign. We did an art fundraiser and a splash-a-thon. And all these were different activities to help raise money for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. And through this, I've helped raise $27,500. And this has to be one of my absolute most heart-touching proficiency areas that I've done.
You can tell that you have a heart of gold for this kind of work. Now tell us about your future plans, Bailey.
My future plans include going to Oklahoma State University and getting a degree in agricultural communications. While I'm there, I also want to get a major in volunteerism and philanthropic work because I really want to work with rural communities.
Who do you want to thank for today's success up on that stage?
I would have to grant it to my ag teacher, Mr. Bradshaw. He's helped me get to where I am. He's helped everything from traveling different places. I also would have to thank my mom and dad for having me grow up in such a great community where I can help anybody, and for them really showing me what I wanted to do.
Very good. Well, that was Bailey Hyde. She is of the Burlington FFA chapter in Oklahoma, and she is our champion in the home and or community development, entrepreneurship, and placement. Congratulations, Bailey. And for FFA Today, I'm Bryce Duskett.